Blog Talk Radio.
The computer buffering. Yo, what's going on, people? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun, live on the off-red January 18th, 2024. Man, it's cold. It's so cold in the day. Pause. Welcome to the off-red show for the people, by the people that embody the people. Show where me and my folks get together each week, rap about the week's mathematics. He was popping in these streets. He was going on in your hood, my hood, and the hoods all across the country. Just a show where, you know, we talk politics, music, sports, love, relationships, family, all that good stuff. Without a judgment to be passed. We hide the names of the innocent, or we hide the names of the speakers to protect the innocent. What am I getting fired for this stuff? And we try to just, you know, have a good time. We created the show so that, you know, people stop expressing their feelings on the internet. We wanted to create a safe environment where you can call in and talk and have good conversation about subjects, whether it be the Jewish-Palestinian war or whether it be the movie Baby's Kids. It is a open forum. So if you want to call in, feel free, 929-477-3975. You can catch us on all the social medias, the Instagrammies, Twitters or the X's, the Facebookies, Twitch. We don't call it X. Is that a... DJ C. Siren, welcome to the building. DJ C. Siren, how you holding up? Welcome to the show.
I'm tired.
Your son wants to talk to you. But, so feel free to call in. Feel free to shoot us a text. And we'll start this conversation. It's been a tough one for your boy the last couple of weeks. Just been sick. Not feeling the best, trying to get the whole house been sick. Kid been sick, everybody been sick. Trying to get everybody back healthy, trying to make sure the family's straight. That's always rough. It's always rough, no one ever gives you, and I talked to a friend at work about this, it's like no one ever thanks you for being the responsible one in your family. Well, you're the responsible one that comes with responsibilities that you ain't asked for. But you still take them on, you still try to, I guess, uphold those responsibilities, because that's what, you know, it's the task that's asked of you. But, man, that shit can be difficult. Because you just be like, yo, I don't want to get into it. Shit crazy. Got my man Hove in the building. Hove, welcome to the off-ramp. How you holding up tonight? Hove, you out there? You got us on mute? All right. Hove's out there.
My bad, it switched me off.
Oh, there you go. Hove, what's happening, my brother? How you holding up tonight?
I'm good, fam. Good, just leaving the track workout, grabbing a smoothie. What's poppin'?
Not much, man. Not much, man. On the show, ready to dig in these topics. See what's popping out here. Same old, man. It's cold out here, man. What's the weather like out there? Right, I'll tell you out here, I'll just give you a heads up. Where I'm at, it's about 20. A little bit further north, they got snow, and it's about 20. What's it like where you at? What's going on with your audio, B? All right, I don't know where Hove must be having technical difficulties. So, you know, we'll just, whenever he jump back in, then he jump back in. So,
first of all, you was going in and out, my bad.
You back?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. What's the weather like out there, yo? At least just tell me what I'm missing.
It's nighttime now, but it was 75. Now it's probably like 70. Like, I'm outside waiting for the smoothie in sweatpants and a T-shirt.
Oh, I'm hating. I know next time to visit you in January and not October, because when I came out there in October, it was still 100 degrees, which is ridiculous.
Supposed to be here last January, yo.
Yeah, but I mean, I just came out there a couple months ago, yo. Look, man, we're not going to have this argument on here. I was the last one to come visit you. So, you tag, you're it, bro.
You're right.
All right, man, so a lot to talk about. A lot to discuss, man. First thing we can get to, man, let's talk about sports real quick. DJ C-Sire making herself something to eat. It's just me and you on here right now. I don't know where Blur wanted to talk football, but, I mean, I guess we can discuss it. So, playoffs, who you like, man? Who you like coming out there? Let's start with the opposite division. Who you like coming out the AFC? Who we got left? We got the Ravens. We got Kansas City, we got the Bills, and we got, who am I missing?
Who's the Bills playing? Texans, right? Or the Texans playing? Who are the Texans playing?
They got to play the one seed. So the Texans will be playing the Ravens, and it's Bills Chiefs. Man, I wonder what these spreads are for these teams. Let's see. Kansas City, Buffalo. Buffalo is -2.5. That's at Buffalo. If they even have it, just because they still got fucking snow. No one should live in Buffalo. Shout out to Buffalo. And then you got Houston at Baltimore, and Baltimore is -9.5. What you taking?
-9.5?
Yeah, that's a lot of points.
That is a lot of points. I think I'd go Houston on that one.
Yeah, I feel like Houston's defense is good enough to keep it tighter than that. Buffalo, Kansas City, we got -2.5. Who you got? Buffalo's -2.5. Oh, I can't believe Buffalo's favorite. I guess they're at home. Yeah, Buffalo -2.5. I guess that makes sense. You're playing in Buffalo. Kansas City hasn't been great. It's going to be a fucking blizzard out there. It makes sense that Buffalo is favorite. It's funny because what did you have our hot takes earlier this year?
Yeah, we did have
hot. I picked Kansas City to fall off. I should have picked my Eagles. I knew one of the Super Bowl teams was going to fall off. I just didn't think it was going to be my team.
I forget what my hot take was. Did you write it down?
They're written down somewhere. Now I gotta find it. I'll find it for next week. As prepare for the NFC and AFC championship. So you ain't tell me. Who you got, Buffalo, Kansas City?
Oh, I got Kansas City.
You got Kansas City getting a W. Think Josh Allen blows it?
Man, I just think I don't know if he's gonna blow it. I just don't think he's gonna have a great game. He's not gonna have a Josh Allen type of game. I don't think either offense is gonna do a lot. I just think Kansas City will do enough to win in the end.
Okay. So we both got Baltimore. I think it's Buffalo's year. For some reason, I think we will be the last team to beat Buffalo, the Eagles, and they're going to go on a run. So who you got in the NFC? In the NFC, we got Tampa Bay, Detroit. Detroit is -6.5. And we got Green Bay, San Francisco. And San Francisco's -9.5. I don't know why they're getting these 9.5.
I'd lean San Francisco on that -9. Now, I think they're gonna beat the brakes off of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're gonna beat the brakes off of Green Bay. I hate to say it because my Niners boys is always listening somewhere, but I don't think Green Bay. I'm rooting for Green Bay. Don't get me wrong, but. If I was putting money on it, I'd be betting San Francisco.
Yeah, I'd be betting San Francisco with -9.5, too. Because they could easily blow them out by about 30.
Yeah, so, that's the Ravens conversation to me. Like, they're just head and shoulders better than the other teams in the NFC to me. The only team that I could see that I hope we get is the San Francisco-Detroit game.
Yeah, that'll be a good game because Detroit will punch you in the mouth.
Yeah, that's the one I would like to see.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of would like to see San Francisco get blown out by Green Bay because I've been getting tagged way too much by these San Francisco 49er kids.
Oh, yeah, I would love to see the same.
I would love to see Green Bay put up, like, I want like a 40-6 loss to San Francisco. Shout out to our boy Blair and him extra money. I know that's their team. But I'm tired of y'all San Francisco fans. Like, I don't even talk trash online and people be tagging me or stuff. I'm like, dog, I don't even talk to y'all about sports. Like, I feel as though I am above y'all level when it comes to sports. Online, like this, I got 103,000 friends on Facebook. I don't want to talk to none of them about sports. There's about a good 20 of y'all that I talk to sports about. Some people have good sportsmen about it, and I joke around with them a little bit, especially the women. I hate to be sexist. There's a couple girls out there I'll joke about sports with, but I know they don't really know sports. I'm not saying that all women don't know sports, but these particular women don't. So am I like cracking jokes here and there because they get sports, but I don't be talking trash on like, bruh, I got tagged. You know, it all started when we lost to San Francisco. I expected to hear from 49er fans. Okay, I expected to see 49er fans online, right? But I didn't expect them to tag me in it. When we beat the shit out of them last year, I didn't tag any 49er fans. I was hyped to go to the Super Bowl. And they gave all the pieces in the world.
Man, I've been hearing so much Bang Bang Niner game.
Oh, yeah. I guess out there you would hear a lot more of it, too.
Yeah, and then M Extra, like, you know, he always ring in with it. So my other boy from out here, he still be talking about my team, you know. So I send him Packers memes every day. Every single day, it's something with Go Pack Go.
That's funny. But yeah, it's tough, man, because I feel bad because we have a mutual friend who coaches for the 49ers. So if he wins the Super Bowl, we would all be happy for him.
Yeah, we'd definitely be happy for B-Play. But it would come at a price.
Him. Yeah, congratulate him. It'd be two dudes from our, I guess, our era. I guess our it's not our class because we're all a different class.
The guys we played with.
Yeah,
the guys we played with.
Got Super Bowl rings. Like, that's dope. That's a dope thing.
Yeah.
49er fans are horrible, yo. Like, they're borderline worse than Cowboy fans.
Yeah, they're right there with them.
Speaking of annoying fans, I got my man Blur in the building. Blur, welcome to the off-ramp, man. How you doing tonight?
I'm great, man. I'm blessed and highly favored, as always, man. I feel like y'all are being butthurt, if you will, because 49er fans don't say nothing. We don't say nothing. We don't do nothing. We don't bother them. We just count our championship rings, and we look forward to the next one. We don't say nothing. When the Eagles got smashed by the 49ers earlier in the year, I didn't say a thing. But you know what? It was written. Like, you know what I mean? You don't brag because the clock hit 12. You knew it was going to happen. When we smashed the Giants before that, didn't say a thing. But it was cool, you know. It was written. We have a better team. The better team won. That's just, you know, we act like we've been here before. It's these NFC East teams that are, it's just something about them. I don't know. The 49er fans, you know, it's nothing new to us, is what I'm trying to say, I guess. We got an all-time Hall of Fame owner. The best of the best at almost every major position come from San Fran. So, you know, we're just used to it.
Can
I ask you something, though?
Here you go.
Can I ask you something, Blair?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Have your kids ever seen the 49ers win a Super Bowl?
No.
No, they haven't.
Okay.
No.
So you're not that
used to it. One kid, he has it.
Who? So you're not
cool.
That
he's
used
never
to.
Really seen the 49ers struggle, though. He's never seen them, like, bottom of the barrel, you know, early first-round draft picks, stuff like that. He's never seen that. You know, we're just like a model upper echelon, upper middle class at our worst. You know, it's just, you know, some people don't know how to – some teams just don't know how to be bad.
Your recency bias is very apparent.
Huge.
Very apparent.
No, I was there for the
can't do it. Won't do it.
Yeah, when we had Vernon Davis and one of the best.
That was upper echelon football. Y'all had the top pick for a lot of picks, fam.
Nah. Top 10? I don't know about that.
It's a lot of top 10 draft picks on your roster right now. A lot of them. That y'all drafted.
I'm not confident in that.
It's recency bias, crazy.
Nah, from the Tim Rattay years to the Alex Smith years to the Jeff Garcia years, like we have always been consistent. We're always close to the top. If we're not in the playoffs, we're very close to. We've always got a shot right there. Usually, just one or two pieces away, and then every once in a while. Every decade or so, bam, right there. We right there. And here we are again.
It's not a decade.
Top of the mountain.
It's been over two decades since y'all won the Super Bowl.
But we were just – how many have we been in?
It's been 30
again,
years.
We're right there. We're right there. We were right there.
It's been 30
and it,
years.
We were right there. And then we were at the Super Bowl just a couple years ago with Jimmy G. Should have been in it last year, you know, but, you know, we'll take that one. We were just in the Super Bowl with Kaepernick.
Blair, you haven't won one in 30 years, man.
Like I said, we're right there. And, you know, you're right. We haven't won one. I'm not going to – Ken and I, we haven't won one. Should we have beat Baltimore with Kaepernick? Absolutely. Absolutely. If the power don't go out, we might do that.
There we go.
That's day one.
We were right. Look, go watch the game. Go NFL film. Pull it up right there. Come on. Yeah,
how
and then we
should have
went back the year after that. If they don't call pass, if they make the pass interference call on Richard Sherman when he was with Seattle, we go back to the Super Bowl the next year.
How come all 49ers fans talk about what should have happened? And it ain't never the results. See,
hey, like I said, I'm with the results.
Hold on.
We're always one of the best teams, one of the best.
And this is my problem about y'all 49ers fans. Again, it's the recency bias, but now, Blair, I'll give it to you. You're right. You don't like, we have our conversations, but you're not online talking all that trash. But stop acting like you don't have friends and 49er fans where you see all day them post about 49ers and other teams. Like, y'all have terrible fans. Didn't one of y'all just kill somebody at a Raiders game or something like that? Or was that a Raiders fan? I know it's one of y'all, California.
I don't think that was us. Somebody did just get that. I thought that was Pittsburgh, but I don't know. I wasn't San Fran. Wasn't Santa Clara.
Yeah, y'all even played in San Francisco. Anyway, I hope y'all lose to Green Bay, but good luck. Shout out to my man B Fly. Hope you get a Super Bowl ring. So yeah, you know, that's really it. We got my man New York, New York in the building. New York, New York. Welcome to the offering, my brother. How you doing tonight?
Hey, look, I'm doing good. Doing good. Can't be better. I was popping with the population.
Good, good, good. Got my man Weezy in the building. Weezy, welcome to the offering. How you doing tonight? Weezy might have got us on mute, so we'll wait till he get back in here. But welcome to the offering. Weezy, glad to have you. So, all right, so we talked, so Baltimore. Baltimore's the last one, Hove, and feel free to y'all jump in. Do we have Baltimore winning at all? Who's our final pick in the Super Bowl? It looks like it's, to me, it's between Baltimore, San Fran and Detroit, and I think I'd rather say Buffalo over Kansas City. And I honestly think, give me Buffalo over Detroit in the Super Bowl. That's my pick. What's y'all picks?
Come on, man. Don't even waste none of DJC Siren money making no bets like that. I hope you ain't putting no money on that, man. Don't waste none of that woman's hard-earned money in that household. Throwing it away like that. You know it ain't going to be no Buffalo-Detroit Super Bowl.
Why don't I? They look like the two best teams to me.
You mentioned Baltimore. You think Buffalo looks better than Baltimore?
I think that, okay, I think Baltimore defense, I kind of want to lean Baltimore because of the defense. I think Baltimore is a better team than Buffalo. I think Buffalo gets lucky this year. I think they just get hot. You know what I mean? Like, it's not always the best team wins. I just think Buffalo gets hot.
Now, I will say this. Buffalo has been playing playoff games like the past 5 weeks. They have had to go like 4 or 5-0 over the past 5 weeks just to get in the playoffs, and they did it. And it's been ugly. Stephon Diggs probably is going to leave after this year. Regardless, they could win it all. He probably still leaves because, yeah, it's not looking good for them. They've had to scratch and scrape. They got lucky. I think they beat New England, 9-6? But when you talk about hot, Baltimore's just been hot all year. They've been consistent, and they've been finding different ways to get it done. I mean, different ways. It's all been Lamar Jackson, but – yeah, I can't. There's no way I could take Buffalo over Baltimore. I can't see it.
I like Baltimore's defense. I really do. I mean, I can see Baltimore beating Buffalo. Like, I'm not married to the pick. But, you know, if I'm going to go out there and throw a gamble, you know, give me Buffalo over Detroit. I feel like if I put some money on there on a long bet, I can probably hit the come up. Who's your bet? I know you got – who you got the 49ers beating? Baltimore, that's the general consensus.
Yeah. It's been like that since they put out the image of the Super Bowl symbol with the purple and the red for purple for Baltimore, red for San Fran. You know, that's always been a conspiracy, but it's apparently lined up the past 5 or 6 years. When they put out the Super Bowl logo, whatever color scheme is the color of the two teams who make it to the Super Bowl. This year it's Baltimore and San Fran colors. So it looks like the script has been put in and everybody just following the script. But yeah, San Fran, we got, unfortunately, because people always going to have something, an asterisk or whatever, something that we got, looks like the easiest road to the Super Bowl. Philly lost, Dallas lost, LA lost. Those were the only three teams I think that had a chance of standing in our way of making it to the Super Bowl. They all got eliminated. So yeah, definitely got San Fran making it. And I do got Baltimore as well. I do think it's going to be Baltimore and Buffalo in the championship round, but I got Baltimore winning and making it to the Super Bowl and then losing to San Fran.
Okay.
You do know Detroit was the 2 seed, though, right?
Yeah, but matchups. And they've had a pretty good year, kind of a Cinderella year for Detroit. I never had any real faith in them beating, like, upper echelon teams. And, again, top of the mountain is San Fran. I haven't been any concerned over Detroit. I was more concerned over L.A. because they're a conference team, and, you know, they kind of – when you face a team twice, you prepare for them, you know them a little bit more. I would much rather play Detroit than L.A. And, you know, Green Bay is just Green Bay. They've had a good year. Time to go home.
Hove, what's your prediction?
In the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be Baltimore and Detroit. And Baltimore is going to win it all. And Harbaugh family is going to have a national championship and a Super Bowl in the same year.
Oh, yeah. I guess we're going to talk about Michigan winning. Okay. Ooh, Harbaugh family. America's royal family. Okay. Weezy, who you got in the Super Bowl?
Thanks for letting me on again. Sorry about that. Super Bowl pick for me is Baltimore Ravens over the 49ers. I do agree that your pick of, what did you say, Detroit and somebody is complete garbage. You need to save your money. Yeah, I think it'll be a repeat of that Ravens-Niners Super Bowl. Y'all had Kaepernick last time. We had Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis, well, you know, trumps that easy. This time, y'all got Christian McCaffrey. We got Lamar Jackson. The only thing I'd say there is Lamar Jackson gets the ball on 100% of the offensive plays, and C-Mac does not. So I think that's a percentage play. I think both are phenomenal athletes. But I think, you know, Lamar just gets the ball more. So I take the Ravens over that. So I put money there, but I'm not going to. So I'm broke.
You know, I got to say something I said to Hope at the start of the season. It's not CMC. It's Kyle Shanahan. That's who we got. And he's calling the plays on 100% of the plays.
Yeah, but C-Mac is running the ball.
CMC out.
Very well, yeah, on all those plays.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, it's Kyle Shanahan. That's the secret weapon.
Who was the running back before Christian McCaffrey?
Probably Debo.
Isn't he a receiver?
Yeah.
He's everything.
So you had a wide receiver as your running back before Christian McCaffrey, and you're going to say,
yes.
Say it's Shanahan?
I mean, and we were winning. QB.
I mean, you got a running back playing QB. You can't really be surprised.
He hasn't been a running back since his sophomore year.
We're not getting back and forth between y'all Baltimore and Niner predictions. We won't see it play out. Look. If it's Baltimore versus the Niners again, maybe the Niners get revenge. Maybe Baltimore goes 2-0, and the ghost of Kaepernick strikes again. We'll have
That's
to
a
see.
Real question.
So I got a scenario here. Let me throw a question out there. How salty would Tom Brady be if Baker Mayfield gets his first Super Bowl ring in Tampa Bay the year after he retired?
That would be great. That would be hilarious.
Who do they play? Who do they play?
Tampa
Bay
plays Detroit. They'll get punished.
The real question is, when the 49ers make the Super Bowl, does Kaepernick show up? Is he invited in? Do they mention him? Do they show him in any highlights, any previews of this rematch? Like, how do they handle the Kaepernick situation?
Oh, he'll get – they'll show him in the highlights. But they're
I bet you'll have regular seats, too.
I don't think.
He's not going to be in a booth. He's going to be a regular seat.
He's not getting invited.
Like,
he can go buy a ticket.
He go buy
man gonna have to buy his own ticket to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's gonna have to buy his ticket.
Damn, he should get free tickets. Like, they're not gonna give him a contract, but they should give him free tickets to the Super Bowl every year. Hey, I got
you know what?
Oh, okay, Doc Navy, I'll just bring you in. You're off me. Feel free to jump in whenever. Y'all can keep talking about Super Bowl though.
I think some sports network, you know, Nickelodeon, Fox Sports, somebody, Telemundo Sports, would probably pay for him to show up just so they could get some interviews out of him.
Go ahead, Doc. Maybe what you gonna jump in?
Are we done? We're not done with playoffs. Who are the Browns still in the playoffs?
No.
All right, well, we're done.
I think you didn't watch the game last week.
I did not. I was in lab.
You was in lab? Are you still in school? What do you humans do when there's football on? Like, what is there? What else is there to do? Unless you got to work, it's playoff football. What else could y'all possibly be doing? I've always wondered that.
So to be honest, I don't even have a TV right now. So just putting that out there.
Oh, you should tell me. I could have gave you one. You need one?
You can donate one for your nephew. He wants one.
Yeah, all right, I got you. We bring him up a TV. We got more than enough TVs in this house, but we'll talk about that offline. All right, so we got general consensus is Baltimore Niners between Weezy and Blur. Me and you ain't eat your food, did I?
I said the line.
Alright, so, okay. New York, you got any predictions?
Look, I'm biased. I kind of want to see Buffalo Bills win one, to be honest with you. But I do think it's going to be Baltimore and San Fran. And I think Baltimore is going to come out on top. I ain't mad at that either, though.
Okay. We got Weezy, New York. Doc Nate, you got any predictions for the Super Bowl?
I'll go with the Ravens.
Ravens, okay. DJ, C-Sign, any prediction on the Super Bowl? She don't care. Fuck football. All right. Waiting for next season. All right, cool. All right, well, I guess that's about it for foosball. Blur wanted to ask, we could go about this real quickly, and then we can get on to some other things. Is the
don't
Eagles
forget about
collapse-
my national championship. Wolverine, bro.
Yeah, we can talk about the cheaters. The cheaters won. The Michigan Wolverines, a team who got called cheats and putting people on other people's teams to steal signs, won
that,
the national championship. Well, I'm not saying anything that's wrong, y'all.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't crying.
Our name is the Michigan Wolverines, national champions. That's it.
Let's just have a quick question. But that's not it, though. When it came to Deflategate, we mentioned it. When it came to the Patriots stealing signs, we mentioned it. The Michigan Wolverines won the national championship this year. And they also got caught cheating. It's just a matter of fact of it. But Blur said the same thing that you said to me, Hope. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Mm-hmm. Is that how we
go? Do y'all honestly feel that? Like, what if your kid, like, what if your kid got called cheating? And he said, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. I just want to know your honest reactions. How do you think you would do? Would you laugh? Would you punch him in the chest?
I mean, the only time I've ever whooped my son was because he got caught cheating on the test. That was, he's only gotten one beaten in his entire life, and that was it. So, I mean, he didn't hit me with the geniusness of, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. He just simply said, he's like, look, I ain't know it, so I cheated to try and pass. Which I did give him credit for. Like, all right, you ain't know it. He said, he ain't know. He ain't want to fail. He said, if he failed, his mom was going to yell at him, and he ain't want that. So he was honest to me, but he still had to get the whooping because you cheated.
How old?
You whooped him for beating? You beat him for cheating, yo? You ain't ever cheated on a test?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a lot of yeses. You whooped him from cheating? Yeah. You ain't ever cheated on a test? Yeah. Yo, how you going to beat the man for doing what you did?
Because if I would have got caught, I would have got whooped too. Like, certain things you just got to do. Like, I understood the cheating, but still, there's consequences and repercussions.
What grade did he cheat in?
This was early elementary school. Which he was in the same school that his mom taught in. That's really what it was. Because, like, come on, man. Come on. Now they got to look at your mom. She worked in her.
I want to know, now I'm interested. I want to know how he cheated. Did he, like, try to take somebody else's paper? Did he have, like, a cheat sheet? Did he, like, put something on his glasses?
Elementary school, he probably just got up, stood up, and walked over to somebody else's desk and looked at their paper.
I think she said he had, like, the book on the floor, but it was, like, under a bag or under a book bag or something. So he had it, like, hidden so, like, where he could kind of see the page. So something very obvious for a teacher to see if all she had to do was look.
Oh, he got that good 2020. When I had to cheat, I had to figure out how to keep the paper on the desk with me. That was the only way I was going to be able to read the words. And shout out to college. That's when the real cheating came in. Somebody gave you the whole test. I was like, these are all the questions? Shout out to Anthropology, our Anthropology teacher. He had to know.
This sure is was, because we know. Never went to class.
No questions. He loves you.
I think he didn't. I don't think he changed them questions on purpose.
Yeah, I didn't even
have
the book.
I don't think none of us bought the book. He wrote the book. I think that would be my only stamp. Y'all got to buy this book so I make my money, and then y'all can keep the answers to the test. But he had to know it was Anthropology. You're only interested in Anthropology if you're interested in Anthropology. The rest of us are just taking it for an elective. It's just a waste of, I don't know how much do classes cost? $600? How much is it? That's a waste of $600 for 99% of the people who go to college.
I don't like
it, what?
I would like to take an Anthropology class.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you go to Towson, you can take his class, and I got the answers to the test. Guaranteed to error. I don't know if we gave them to somebody else. But shout out to Hove. I think he was the one who gave me the answers to the test.
Yeah, I got them from, I forget who I got them from. Sport, that's what it was.
Yeah. Yeah, so. All right, so how do we get on that? Cheating on tests. Oh, this is a good question. We got a couple of nerds in the building. Doc Heaven, you are an esteemed Doc Navy, my bad. Man, no, but your regular name. See if you cheated. Did you ever cheat on the test?
No. I was in lab, so no.
You've never cheated on the entire life?
No.
It's
smart people.
You
man.
Didn't ask me if I had failed anything or didn't pass something. You just said, have I ever cheated? No.
Have you
so
ever
you
failed?
So you just out here failing without even trying?
Say that again?
So you just out here failing tests without even trying?
No, I didn't say that either. But if I got a C, you know what I'm saying, I was disappointed in myself, but that was me not trying.
Hold on. No. Hold on. The question was, have you ever failed anything? Got an F. Failed.
C's to me are failing.
Oh, my God.
Stay in the lab.
You're a failure.
That's not failing.
That's what I'm saying. What you talking about?
C is called average. Stop it. Stop it, Doc Navy.
That's
hey,
that's,
I had different standards, though, you know.
That's why I'm glad we're friends. You got to have smart people on your team. DJ C-Tire, have you ever failed anything?
I made a 60 or below on a test.
Oh, no. Have you ever failed, like, a class?
Oh, no. I've never failed a class.
You've never failed a class?
Failed a class.
But you failed a test or two here and there?
Yeah. Yeah. Test here and there.
Okay.
And I don't know about cheating.
Yeah, have you ever cheated?
Somebody that knew the answers or what in a study group or something like that and maybe was able to study from something that gave us a little bit of an edge. But I'm not actively trying to look at someone else's face. Never had like notes out if it wasn't an open note test or something like that. Or now I had a Puerto Rican cheating off me in Spanish test.
Did you let him cheat off you because he was cute?
Yeah.
That's a damn shame. You women are so shallow.
Actually, I probably told him no, actually, because I really...
That's fucked up. English could have been his second language.
It wasn't.
He's Puerto Rican.
It was a Spanish class.
Yeah, he was cheating off your Spanish
yes.
class. He might have just been retarded. I can't say that. He might have just been mentally slow. I'm sorry. Well, let's see how this goes. I'll go first. Have I ever cheated on a test? Yup. Have I ever failed a class? Yup. Blur, you ever cheated on the test?
Yep.
You ever failed a class?
Yep.
Hope, you ever cheated on the test? Well, I know, because you gave me the answer to the test, so I know that's a yeah. Hope, you ever failed a class?
No, I've never failed a class.
Oh, man, Hope never failed. That's good stuff. New York, Hope, you ever cheated
Hope,
on the test?
Hope, you failed that class with me. Decision science. You was in that class with me.
Yeah, I got a D. That's passing.
Oh, you bum. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. I'll ask you this. So let me throw this out there. So I've done both. But have you ever failed a class and then retaken it and then used the test answers that you've had that test class the next time? And is that even cheating?
I don't think I've ever been in that position. That's a smart thing to do is to fail a class and retake it. I think I just decided on a different elective.
They use the same thing.
I was failing the class. Or I knew I wasn't doing well. I just dropped it. I took it like a year or two later. Same teacher and everything. Had all the same tests, all the same notes. That's why I'm not cheating. I mean, you're just using the material that you got available to you. I was the man
the
second time.
The teachers and these teachers don't even care because I did it like back-to-back semesters, and the teacher, like, he just thought I was a genius. He was like, oh, you're doing real good. You're smart. I'm like, do you remember? I failed a class last semester. Like, he didn't even care.
He didn't even remember you from a month prior. Look, I tell you the dumb shit I did in class. I think I was it was when I was pledging my fraternity. And shout out to Phi Beta Sigma. It was just our Founders Day last week. But I was pledging, and I had took my dumb ass took like a cost accounting 2 class. And I remember like I was struggling in it, and I was like, man, somebody told me you could take these classes pass fail, and I was like, bet. I took that joint pass fail, and when I was done,
like the teacher had emailed me. I was like, why did you do this pass fail? It's part of your major. It doesn't it doesn't count. And I had to take that shit all over again, yo.
Wrong class.
I was so heartbroken, yo. And it wasn't easy. And look, I had debated doing the pass fail again the second time.
I had to change my major.
Look, I had thought about it many a time. Thought about it many a times. But, you know, shout out to college. New York, New York, you ever fail a class?
Yup, Ed cheated too.
Yeah. All right, bunch of heathens on here. Well, we got a couple, Shout out to y'all that have never failed anything. Aren't you fucking great?
Hey, it was somebody else who found his day, Monday.
Oh, yeah, it was the AKA. Shout out to the AKAs, Doc, Maybe, DJ C. Siren, y'all, Aka. Y'all got your big sexy ski wee. Y'all rock that song? Is that y'all like song now?
I don't think so.
Doc maybe wanted to talk about them lyrics.
She's sexy red. She's red.
Sexy red. Ain't y'all? Oh, y'all
we can't be representing sexy red.
Oh, she's in a gang.
Okay.
Let me ask. Hold on. Let me just ask real quick. Let me just ask. New York, New York. Is she really in a gang?
Sure is official too.
Oh, okay. All right, so, yeah, so we'll move on. But, yeah, shout out to the AKAs. It's also, so I guess it was everybody's founders except for the Qs and the, who else is in?
No, it was the
Qs. Qs are in, like, November or something.
Yeah, the Alphas are December.
I don't know. Nobody cares about that.
I'm just saying, and the Kappas are, I don't know.
They're in Indiana. No one cares about them. No, shout out to the Alphas and Kappas and all the sororities and fraternities. The secret society, all we ask is trust. Donald Trump is all of our president. I'm just playing. All right, what we got? Oh, so last football topic, Blair wanna discuss if the Eagles collapse was the most was the worst collapse of all time.
Oh my gosh. All right,
of course. I, of course, say no. I'm a fan of the team. When we won our 10 wins, if you talk to me about sports, I've told you none of those 10 wins looked good. We kept winning. It was great. It was good to be a fan, but it wasn't like we were dominating anybody. We could have easily been, like, 2-15. So I don't think so, but I'm a fan, so I'm a little bit biased. Blair, is there anything you really want to discuss about it?
No, I brought that. I put that in there because it's actually a topic on FS1. I forgot what show. I think it was like I don't know, whatever show it was. And they were talking about it. I might have to agree. I was trying to think when a team was that late into the season. Now again, we just recently went to the 18-week season, so. That might have something to do with it. This late in the season, being like possible one seed getting a bye to going 1-5, I think it was over the last 6 weeks, getting in into the wild card and then being the first round exit. Like, apparently this hasn't happened. And again, we've only had an 18-week season for a couple of years now, so being 10-1, and I think even. I forgot what it was right after that, but yeah, being that high up to that collapse so fast with no major injury, that was the big part. No major injury. Because I think the same thing happened to like Baltimore when they lost like Plexico or something, or New York when they lost Plexico. But
why are you saying no major injuries? We had one defensive back our last 4 weeks.
A skill player injury. Someone luckily touches the ball, but y'all defense was bad all year anyway.
Unless you're saying major positions are only the ones that, you know, non-football people talk about, which is quarterback, wide receiver. But if you're talking about major injuries, like we had a bunch of them this year.
Major skill player injury because Dallas Goedert, was he got injured a little bit, but.
A little bit.
I mean, no, because I think he had a he was easily replaced, but no, I mean, because he was replaced. Like, y'all had someone. It's not like.
Ooh.
I can't think of the damn dude name. Like, he was replaced,
exactly.
Though.
Everybody gets
replaced.
No one plays with 10 people. What are you talking about?
We're replaced with somebody who's good.
Who?
I don't remember. Exactly. Whoever y'all tight end is. I don't know the dude name.
And you obviously didn't think he was that good. I'm not going to have this argument with you because it's a dumb argument. I mean, what's a bigger collapse? Going 10-1 and losing the next 5 out of 6, or going undefeated and losing in the Super Bowl?
Losing 5 out of 6 in the first round bye, making the Super Bowl is a big deal. That, I don't know if that's a collapse. You went undefeated, you just lost one game in the Super Bowl. That is the biggest game, but I don't know if that's a collapse. It's a letdown. But
I think
nah.
That's more of a letdown than losing 6 games.
I mean, it's a bigger deal. But it's not a collapse. Like, they lost one game at the end. Like, your team did collapse. Like, it was a multiple game collapse. Like, from going 10-1 to what? 6. What did y'all end up going?
11-6.
Yeah, that's a collapse, dude.
I mean, but
now, I don't think it's like the, I don't know about the biggest ever, but, and it's because in 2 years, we'll forget about this.
Yeah, I don't
that,
think
I mean, it's
that
not that big of a deal.
So I don't know why it's that big of a clash. We're always going to remember the Patriots going undefeated and losing to the Super Bowl. Like, that's a big
Yeah, I just don't think that's considered a, I don't think that's a collapse. Like, the collapse means that your team was one of the top teams in the league in the first 11 games, and then became one of the worst teams in the league over the last 7 games or 6 games, however many the stretch was.
I don't think the worst.
It's more than a one-game sample.
Who said
losing a game isn't
a collapse?
Losing one game isn't a collapse.
When did we start making that rule?
I think when
I've never heard anybody call. I've never heard anybody call the Patriots loss a collapse until you just said it.
I thought they were the most untouchable team. If anybody who's going to win the Super Bowl, I thought it was going to be the greatest offense we've ever seen with Bill Belichick's defense, which was solid, and then somehow they lose. I would think that's more.
They was playing the Giants, man.
Oh, here we go. All right. Let's have an out right
I've
there.
I've never heard
right
of any one thing being like a collapse in that way. I think a collapse has to be something like multiple. Like, you drop one thing, you didn't collapse. You just – it could be a failure. You failed that one time, but you didn't collapse. I think a collapse has to be like – I don't think that just counts as a collapse by definition. I have to look it up, but –
there is no definition with games under the definition of collapse. I can promise you that without looking at it.
It's made up. And I don't
want to
talk about
this. You got to stop being emotional.
I don't care.
Oh, my God. You see what I got to deal with?
Yeah, I do think, though, I'll actually vouch for you, Gunn. Because the Falcons lost to the Patriots. Like, that was a collapse. They was up 28-7 and collapsed in that one game. So a collapse can be one game, but I don't think that's what
Atlanta?
You call what happened with the Patriots game.
It happened.
Yeah, but don't
they up 28-3? Was that a collapse? We saw it. We were sitting there like, oh, this is crazy. Is that considered a collapse?
Yeah, but even then, the collapse is being up and then falling apart. I don't think the Patriots were ever, I don't know, they might have been up at some point. They were never up multiple scores going into the fourth quarter against the Giants, I don't think. Like, that's the collapse when you're up and then you fall apart. They never fell apart. They just lost.
Hove will remember that game more than me. I don't know if the Patriots were ever up or not. I say fuck the Patriots, fuck the Giants.
Nah, we was always – it was always a big game.
Yeah, that's why Kaepernick would laugh. It was just a game. You just lost. But
I agree with
Atlanta,
on the fact. The Eagles isn't close to that Atlanta collapse, in my opinion.
All right, we done football? Fuck football. We on the basketball. Let's go, Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. All right, what else we got? Y'all got anything left on football? Weezy, you out there? You want to talk football about collapsing? Doc Navy, New York, New York. DJ, she's our NAL. Y'all good? All right, moving on to the next topic. Drake and Mos Def had beef.
Stop teasing.
No, because look, I'm always amazed at how emotional men can be. They ask some lady, and it's always women who pit men against each other.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Y'all ate that apple, and it ruined the world. You going outside?
Yeah.
Can you put some whiskey in there for me? Look, my dad used to do that. He used to shake his glass at me to make him a drink, yo. And if he wasn't dead, like when he got older, I would kick him down the stairs. He's lucky he's dead, yo. Don't you dare shake no glass of ice at me. God bless him. I love him. So a lady asked Mos Def if Drake was hip-hop. Seems like an easy answer. Of course. He's the highest-selling, what? He's the highest-selling rap artist that ever graced the stage. What has Mos Def said? He's like Target. It's convenient music. It's made music. And he basically dismissed Drake as hip-hop. So I want to go to our resident artist, New York, New York. What do you feel about this beef?
I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I kind of agree with Mos Def. I ain't gonna hold you. I mean, I can't even go against the home team either. I mean, I think I didn't watch the whole interview, but I don't totally disagree with what he was saying either. I mean, I can identify Drake as a hip hop rap artist, but I don't think like he's solely only hip hop and rap. I mean, I think he ventured into other music spaces, in a sense. So to classify him as only a hip hop and rap artist is kind of like I don't think that's true, in a sense. And then speaking on like if you ask like come on if you ask Mos Def, Yazenbe, whatever he go by now, if you speak to him, if you ask him talking about, oh, do you think Drake is hip-hop? Well, he's one of the, like, the foundations of hip-hop, one of the pioneers of it. Like, I don't expect him to say that Drake is hip-hop.
Okay. I mean, but I got to argue with this New York, New York. If the question is Drake hip-hop, the answer is yes. Is he only hip-hop? The answer may not be no. But no matter what we think of Drake's music, his accolades, his influence, I don't know how much influence Drake, I guess he's had a lot of influence. His influence, he's hip-hop. That shouldn't be up for discussion, New York, New York. Like, Mos Def is wrong for trying to skate around that question. The answer, he may not like Drake, he may not fuck with him, but the answer is yes. He's
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Okay.
I got to, like, when he said he's pop, like, can you be pop and hip-hop, I think, becomes the question.
Yes.
I don't know if MC Hammer was pop. He was, and see, that's what I think. There's a difference between popular and pop. Doja Cat,
oh my God,
pop. I don't know if MC Hammer was pop. Was MC Hammer pop?
Yes. Pop is short for popular. What are you talking about?
It's short for popular, but they're all, but those are different things. Like Backstreet Boys was pop. You can be popular and not be pop, I think.
Backstreet Boys is alternative music or R&B. What are you talking about?
Backstreet Boys is not no R&B, man. Stop that.
I never listened to Backstreet Boys. I don't know. I assume that they did black music.
People just assume everything that's popular is pop. And I don't think so. I think pop is a genre. And you can be popular without being pop.
Hold on.
I got a different take on this. So I don't want to change it up, but I'm just thinking about the Drake question more so. Is he pop or hip-hop? I would say he's hip-hop, but I would also say that Beastie Boys are hip-hop. And I'm sure a lot of people on this phone probably would disagree with that. So I'm curious if anybody knows that. Maybe DJ C. Siren. I'm sure you listen to all types of shit.
Yeah, Weezy wants to know, is Beastie Boys hip-hop?
Yeah, I put them as hip-hop. I know they have a rock edge, and that's just how, but that's how they wanted to come out. That's how they had to come out, I think.
He had a groove in Def Jam.
Yeah, well, but Rick was in hip-hop pills before he had worked with all the white artists. But, you know, it had a rock edge, but definitely hip-hop. And just because they were white don't mean they weren't doing, you know,
Drake is 100% hip. Well, not 100% because he is different. But Drake is hip hop. That's not up for debate.
He's saying it.
He's a rapper.
He wanted to say it because just too. Most Def just said he knows.
He's a rapper. One of the five elements of hip hop is rap. Go ahead, DJ. She's
sorry. I was just going to say, like, you know, I love Most Def and, you know, whatever. But it's just funny because, truthfully, if you take the Islam element out of Most Def music, it would probably sound like Drake.
It is Most Def.
They're both actors. They both sing.
My roomie says, shine your light on me.
Not to get like you have mental
disorders. Shine your light for the world to see.
No,
that's Drake.
That's what
you
I'm
saying.
Call me on my
cell phone.
You sound like
that's what it sounds like.
We got a deficiency going on. Okay. I think that's funny because you're talking about Steph. I mean, granted, you know, backpackers around the world, though, most Steph, but, you know, like, I mean, and the music, of course, I wouldn't consider pop just because it's not really what we would consider mainstream. Right, yeah. But
what song? Miss Fat Booty was pop.
Say what?
Miss Fat Booty wasn't pop. I still say pop is popular.
No, it's a genre of music, not just what's popular.
Rap is
a rap song that's popular doesn't mean it's pop.
Rap is the most popular music in the world.
Okay, so it's pop. You will call you just so it's not rap anymore, it's just pop.
Rap is pop. So Blur had this question. What is the Backstreet Boys?
Pop.
That's not R&B music?
No.
I've never listened to it. That's, I don't know.
No.
That's Justin Timberlake. You don't say that Justin Timberlake is R&B?
Justin Timberlake is R&B.
But he's not pop?
He's
I hate this conversation. I think you black people.
Pop and me.
It's popping, dude. What the fuck is that?
I just made it up, and don't call it dumb.
No, I don't think that's actually a thing, and I think that's the bigger issue. And I think Drake is a highlight of we're in this era of genreless music, because Drake may have been hip hop, but how long can you go away from a genre and still claim it? Like, is Pink pop? She did one pop album and never went back. That I don't think that makes her pop.
Well, she did one R&B album, then one, then pop, and then whatever she does now.
Okay, who y'all talking about?
Pink.
Hey, who's Pink? Oh, yeah, white girl, right?
Yeah. Her first album.
Is Jay-Z pop? Like,
no, Jay-Z ain't pop.
H to the
like,
H-O-5.
I think Drake, I don't want to say he abandoned hip-hop because he comes back every once in a while, like with the Scary Hours 3, which I ain't like,
so
but a- I think you drifted so far away from hip-hop, or you've been away from hip-hop long enough where I think it's legit for people to say, nah, this person is more pop than they are hip-hop.
Which album drifted away from hip-hop? All of his albums had hip-hop in it.
I mean, but it's not solely hip-hop, though. It's kind of like, it's not like solely, it's like too, it's not solely hip-hop or like just rap. I mean, it's just, it's yeah, it's different. It's different. I can say the same thing about Pitbull. Pitbull started out being a rapper, and now he's more pop now.
I didn't even know Pitbull.
He never went back.
Yeah, Pitbull still making yeah. He threw on that two-piece, that three-piece suit, and he ain't never come back to Miami. That man went to Rio Grande.
Mr. Worldwide.
But we have this argument. Doc, maybe again, feel free to jump in. Weezy, feel free to jump in. I just don't think with the contributions that Drake made to that Cash Money imprint, you can say he's not.
So that's the thing. Like, so he's forever hip-hop, no matter what else he does? Because at one
Absolutely.
Point, yeah. See, that's the thing. I think if you go long enough away, then, yeah, you're no longer in it.
So that's like
ahead,
aging
Doc.
Out the pimp game. Wait, that's like aging out the pimp game. So if I'm a pimp, do I age out the pimp game just because I got to give it up? Is there a retirement time frame for this? Like, yeah, once a Marine, always a Marine. Once a hip-hop, always hip-hop. Like, you can't take away from my diversified portfolio. Like, no.
Yeah, I agree.
Hip-hop. So,
the Andre 3000 hip-hop? Yes.
Yeah, like, I can do this. Matter of fact, I feel like that shows the talent because you can just come across the board and do it all. And then I want to bring up, what is this? We were just talking about the ski-yi, whatever, earlier. Like, really? We really want to give these artists, Drake, hard time when you got, sorry to say, ignorance like that coming out? Really? I'll give Drake whatever he wants because I would rather listen to any of that. Any of what he's doing, then what is out now is what I'm saying. So it's unfortunate that the old school, like Mos Def and Drake, are having some of these feuds or comments or whatever, because it's like, what are we listening to today? What is out there today? Like leaving,
well,
you know, like albums and coming to just, I don't even know if you would call them hit. Are they hit? Are they, because what is that? We used to make fun of people who just had the one-hit wonder. But do you even call them hits now?
Okay, well, I mean, that's a lot of loaded topics.
Okay, remember, I was in a lab, so I had a whole lot of time to make some notes and study. So, boom, there you go.
You can always jump in. You got just as equal as a voice as everybody else on here, Doc. Maybe tell Blur and Hope to shut the hell up sometimes. That's all. But we used to make fun of people for having one hit. But, you know, that one hit can change people's lives. Like, I think we got smarter than that. Like, you shouldn't make fun of somebody for having one hit. And it's tough to get one hit. There's a lot of artists out here that are really, really dope that don't have any hits. I'm a Styles P fan. He's dropped probably 20 albums. I don't know if Styles P has one hit under his belt. Mm-hmm. I Get High was good. Was that considered a hit? DJ C-Sai, you got to talk. You can't shake your
okay.
face.
Okay, yes, you. Yes.
That's
yes.
a hit?
Yeah. She charted.
I think it's a hit. I agree with that one.
Yeah.
So anything that charts is a hit?
Yeah.
So then it's all, so all rap is pop then?
Everything doesn't chart, baby.
What rap songs that we hear that ain't charted? Ski Wee, that charted, probably. I'm speaking of ignorance. I don't even know what's
up. If people like it, that it's pop. You're misusing the category. Now, granted, the category
is popular music.
It needs to be adjusted to be more.
Rap took over popular music.
Not
MC, so when you were, is MC Hammer pop or hip hop? Is MC Hammer pop or hip hop?
very poppy, but hip hop.
See?
Because I don't disrespect the hammer.
Yeah, bro, fuck you up.
I mean,
put him
in
the glass.
Just because he was dancing for, you know, Pepsi, didn't make it. I mean, it was popular, but like you said, it is.
Eminem sold 10 million records. Is it pop or hip hop?
Just that you're confusing being popular to the genre of pop music.
What's pop
just
music?
Just because the word is the same doesn't mean that it equates the same thing. It doesn't.
When did we start doing this with English?
When you start understanding music genres.
Oh, excuse my ignorance.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Hey, get the fuck out of here. If it's pop music, that means it's popular music.
No.
Hip-hop used to not be classified with pop music because it was underground, it was rugged, it was raw, it was new, it was fresh. Then everybody figured out, it's real easy to put a bunch of words together if you find a dope producer, and it became pop music. I hate to tell y'all.
So at that point, right, is Most Def wrong? I mean, Drake can still be hip hop, right, in our eyes, but if he classify him as pop, knowing he started with hip hop, is he wrong in his opinion?
Absolutely not. But Most Def is pop too.
This is what you're confusing. And this is Wikipedia. I'm going to give my listen. This is the end.
You ain't even giving no donation. I can't believe none.
I know. I need to donate to them. Okay. Popular music is a generic term for a wide variety of genres of music that appeal to the taste of a large segment of the population, which beat from you're referring to. Whereas pop music also usually refers to a specific musical genre within popular music. Pop music.
You hear how they use it. See, the word that you didn't emphasize was also. I mean,
no. It's saying it's used in those two different ways. So I'm saying.
I mean, we don't have to argue about this all night. I disagree with y'all. Hold done dropped off. Yes, he's tired of this. But is Jay-Z pop music or hip-hop?
Hip-hop. Hove is hip-hop. Ariana Grande, pop.
She's an R&B music. So you're telling me who's in hip-hop is pop besides Drake?
Nicki.
Beyonce is pop.
No.
Not R&B.
In hip-hop. Give me somebody besides somebody in the Young Money brand.
Uh-oh. I'll just tell you. Doja.
She not hip-hop? Doja be rapping. That's Blur girl. So, hold on. Yeah. Blur. Is Doja hip-hop or is she pop?
Pop. She has one hip-hop album. She's pop.
She does a lot of R&B. Is Lauryn Hill rap or is Lauryn Hill pop or hip hop?
She's hip hop.
Hip hop.
Late to both.
I ain't gonna hold you. That concert was kind of fire. That concert was kind of fire. I went to it. Concert was kind of fire. It was.
Okay. I mean, I just disagree with y'all. I just don't know how you can say Drake's not hip. And I'm not even a Drake guy. I'm a Pusha guy.
What do you call Taylor Swift?
Pop.
I've never listened to her music.
Oh, that's a shame. Very good.
You put her in the same category as Jay-Z?
Who?
Taylor Swift.
I don't know her music. I don't know what she does. She can
do you think she's out there putting? You think she's out there putting bars up? Is that what you think?
I'll go say.
Pink did it.
Answer the question. Pink didn't rap.
Who was that white girl that rap? Who's on Nightcrawlers? Black Eyed Peas.
That's Fergie.
She be putting them bars together.
Yeah,
who's the other white girl?
Nah,
Fergie
fire.
Oh. Yeah, for very bad.
For
Fergie, she be drunk.
In a group that was hip-hop.
I love a drunk white girl. Who's the girl who be spitting who's real pretty? They love her. What is her name?
Azalea?
There you go. Is she pop or hip hop?
She might be hip hop too. She hip hop.
I think hey, hip hop, rap, and pop is all synonymous, bro. You could be both. You could be both, to be honest. But like at the same time, it's kind of like you do have artists that's just more hip hop than pop, or there's artists that fit in both categories.
I agree, and Jay-Z is one of them, and so is Drake. Yes, Jay-Z and Taylor Swift, again, don't know what type of music she makes. They're both pop artists, but Taylor Swift is on the, I guess, country side, and Jay-Z's on the rap side. But it's all pop music. H to the Izzo wasn't...
Taylor Swift isn't country. She is the definition of pop. She's like the definition of pop. You know, like Britney Spears back in the day. And I forget, what did y'all say Beyonce was?
Beyonce's R&B to me.
I never listened to
Britney Spears music either. But I feel like I should, since she was dancing around naked with a knife. I feel like there's some deep meaning in her music that I check out.
There is no deep meaning, but it's still it's decent music, though.
But Beyonce's R&B to me.
I will put her R&B like New York said. You can go in between multiple genres, and I think she goes back and forth between R&B and pop. And I think that's how big she is, because she can so easily go between those two. I think Drake goes back and forth, not even back and forth. I think he comes back over to hip-hop when it's convenient. But I think he's more pop than anything else, and he just comes back to hip-hop every now and again.
Let me ask y'all a question. And this is going to be tough for me. What do y'all think Bruno Mars music is? DJ C-Sire. You got to talk.
Oh,
Pop and soul. Blur, what do you think about Bruno Mars?
Yeah, that was going to be my next example. I was going to say Bruno Mars is like Beyonce. He goes back and forth between pop and R&B. I didn't really say soul. I was thinking pop and R&B, but I mean, maybe soul. But I think 75% R&B, 25% pop.
New York, what you think about Bruno?
Yeah, I don't know. Between R&B and soul, I don't know. When he said, this bitch got me paying the rent, I don't know. I felt that in my soul. So it might be soul. So, but yeah, definitely pop. He dibble and dabble. Pop between pop, soul, R&B. He in between those three.
Doc Maybe, what you think about Bruno?
I really don't. I like the neo soul, but well, like I said, there's so many neo soul. There's alternative. What is alternative?
Well, that's just it. There's alternative R&B. There's alternative, metal.
What is Bob Marley considered besides reggaeton or reggae? And that's not even reggaeton, it's reggae. But what is that considered? Is that?
I think that's just reggae.
They do
say all kinds of stuff. But I think you can make the argument that hey, you know, Bob Marley might be pop too, though.
I have a problem with that.
What was, because he definitely, like, I'm like the last, he spoke to my soul. So what was Prince considered?
Yeah, I'm saying R&B, soul music, just like Bruno Mars. I'm a fan of Bruno. I think he's soul music.
About John Legend. I would think he's more of how you're describing Bruno Mars.
Nah,
I think Bruno Mars is pop.
I don't know if John's as popular as Bruno.
John just R&B.
John just got that one voice that sounds like a slave that everybody loves because we resonate with slave movies. But he don't look like a slave. Like, if John Legend was dark-skinned with a wide nose, if John Legend looked like Jonathan Majors, They'd have let him go for beat up that white boy.
What we classify as Pharrell then? Is he pop?
Pharrell?
Hip-hop? Yeah.
Well, he's a producer. He does so many different things.
I mean, he do rap though sometimes. He do rap sometimes, and he do sing.
He be off beat though.
Happy
is a pop song, but I think he does like hip hop beats. Again, I think Pharrell might be 90% hip hop, 100% as a 90% hip hop, especially as a producer. But as an artist, he might be 75% pop, because Happy is a pop song. Like, I would put that under the same category as a Katy Perry.
He's actually rock. I mean, so a lot of NERD, like most of NERD, at least half of the first album, if you do Fly or Die, just about all of that album is rock. Like, it's straight rock. Like, we can say rock rap. But it's definitely got more of a rock edge to a lot of NERD stuff. And I think
that last dance song for me was fire.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna hold you. I was young. I was young too. I didn't even understand it. But that lap dance song, yeah, that's fire for me.
Yeah.
Anybody got eyes on Khalees? Is she okay?
She's fine.
When you get dumped by an 80-year-old white man, I worry about you. I just worry. Nothing, there's anything wrong with it.
Who said he dumped her? I don't know the story.
It's Bill Murray. Who leaving Bill Murray?
I would leave him.
No, you wouldn't. Hey, look, any dude who can make a woman laugh got her. Tried and true.
I mean, if the jokes are from,
we know Bill Murray's still funny. We know Bill Murray's still funny because we always hear he's an asshole somewhere. He popped up somewhere, and he was nice to everybody, but he was still a little bit of an asshole. That's how you know he's still funny. All right, so we're done with this. Anybody got anything left on it?
All right, one more person I want to see where y'all land at. Justin Bieber.
Pop star. He's a pop
Justin
star.
Justin Bieber. Pop, right?
Except
yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Peaches.
Yeah, except for Peaches. That's my shit. I got my Peaches out in Georgia. That's that shit. I know he wanted to say I know he
that
wanted
was
to say
good
that.
One. That was a great album.
I've never heard.
Yeah, because somebody else who wrote that. I think Drake wrote that or Khaled wrote that. Yeah.
But I've never listened to Justin Bieber's music. So somebody else is going to have to answer that question because I don't know.
Bieber still falls. I mean, I kind of parallel him with a Justin Timberlake.
Loved black people for a long time and then went back to the woods and became white.
Right. Yeah.
And then became unpopular. So now he's trying to get back with black people.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit like that. Kind of dabble with the R&B,
It's a Saturday Night Live method.
It's a little bit of the sound, but we kind of stay entrenched in pop.
But, I mean, black people founded Justin Bieber. Wasn't he founded by Akon?
Usher.
Usher.
Is it Usher pop?
Usher.
Usher's R&B.
He not pop?
Oh, that's a tough one.
I
think Usher's R&B. I got to give Usher R&B. He got too many R&B hits to be pop.
Usher got the H&P. Allegedly.
I don't know.
Anyway, I was just naming people, Justin Bieber, Katy Perry, Harry Styles. Those are the people I consider Taylor Swift are firmly in the pop lane. And I kind of put Drake more in line with them than I do with hip-hop artists. I do understand he started out hip-hop, but I just feel like he's more in that lane than he is in the hip-hop lane.
I disagree 100%.
I just mad that
for this whole conversation, sorry to interrupt, but hip-hop isn't all the way down the list, right? You still got rap you're talking about, right? You got rap, then hip-hop. I feel like Drake defines hip-hop, right? Rap is Nas and, Redman, whoever you want to go to.
I was saying hip hop, but I was really thinking rap. I was thinking rap.
Right. Okay. So that could be different too. I don't know how. Like somebody said, it's just so many levels to each category.
Okay. So do we have any problems, just to close this up, do we have any problems with Mos Def not saying that Drake was hip-hop? Do we think this is something else? Do we think this is just petty hate? Do we think this is deeper? Or does Mos Def have a good point by saying that, or a good case by saying that Drake's not hip-hop? DJs, this aren't good.
Just because it was public, they're going to say that he didn't really have to go there. But, I mean, it's the point. I see his point. And he's just trying to say that you don't think so?
They make the same music. Black on Both Sides was not a fire rap album.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. It was a fire album. It wasn't
a fire rap.
It
was a rap. It's rap on all of it. What are you talking
about? My Umi says it's not a rap album.
Okay, one song. So what's the rest? Mathematics, come on now.
That's one song.
No, it's all the songs other than Umi says. Stop it.
He got that Muslim prayer. That ain't no song.
That's not a song. That's an intro, Negro.
I thought it was a song.
It's an intro, Negro.
Why I gotta be a Negro? I thought we were just talking about
you. You must have not listened to Black on Both.
Why are you attacking me? I'm just talking about the album. Why are you attacking me? He doesn't rap on every single song.
Yes, he does.
Okay, we'll go through and listen to the album, and then I'll come back. And if I gotta apologize, if he only sang on one song,
that's Lauryn Hill.
Then I apologize. Well, we know Lauryn Hill's album wasn't rap. And we were all disappointed, just like the Andre 3000. Well, I guess we weren't disappointed.
No,
the album was fire.
We knew. No, we knew Andre's wasn't. So we weren't disappointed in that.
Yeah. I was disappointed.
No, you weren't.
Still disappointed in that bullshit fleet. Yeah. All right. So that's that. So we're good. Anybody got anything left on Drake? No. All right. So the 15 best rap song, Blur put this in here. The from Rolling Stone. Who the fuck isn't Rolling Stone? Rock and Roll magazine?
Yes, yes.
So why are they doing 15 best hip hop songs?
Because I understand that this is popular music that is outside of rock.
All right, I'm gonna go through this quickly. We only got about 20 minutes. I'm gonna go through this real quickly, and I want you to keep in mind I'm going from 15. Down to one. Tell me how many. Keep in mind how many songs you actually know that you actually think you heard. Number 15, Offset and Cardi B, Jealousy. I've never heard it.
No, I haven't heard that.
Quavo featuring Takeoff, Patty Cake.
Nope.
Never heard it. Doja Cat, Agoura Hills.
Yes.
Never heard of it.
Yes, you have.
I have? I
heard it with you.
Yeah. I heard it with you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You like it.
I like it, okay. Central C and Dave Sprinter. Never heard of it.
No, wait. What is this a list of?
The 15 best rap songs of this year.
Okay.
Gunna. What?
23?
The only 10 days in the 24.
Don't be ignorant.
Oh, you just attacked me for Mos Def.
Just say yes.
Gunna. Fuck You Mean. Yeah, I heard that one.
Mm-mm.
Fuck You Mean.
Mm-mm.
Your son likes it. Baby Keem and Kendrick Lamar, The Hillbillies. Jay Huss featuring Drake, Who Told Me. Number 8, 41, Bent. I gotta listen to that just because I love the title, but I never heard of it.
That's it. I'm feeling really old.
Number 7, Drake featuring Drake Cole, First Person Shooter.
I don't know.
6, Ken Carson, Jennifer's Body. Jesus.
That's amazing.
Oh, it's a salsa song. 5, Lil Yachty featuring J. Cole, The Secret Recipe.
Is J. Cole
got
on that too?
No,
that's the one he didn't charge him for. Go ahead.
Never heard of it. These, not a drill.
Ooh.
These. Ice Spice, Belly.
I think I heard that one.
Never heard it. Lotto featuring Cardi B, Put It on the Floor Again.
Yes. Yeah.
Never heard it.
Yeah.
I have?
Yeah.
Where? And the number one song of 2023, Sexy Red.
Doc Navy's favorite song, Ski Ye. I know I heard that.
That's a very sketch countdown.
Ooh, that's rough. We're old, though, yo.
Oh,
hold on. Let's go to our resident artist. New York. Have you heard of all those songs?
I heard probably like 9 or 10 out of the 15. I'm definitely happy Bit got on the list. Number 8, it should have been higher. It should have been higher. That song is fire. I love it. I'm not even mad at Ice Spice being 3, and I can't hate on Sexy Red being number 1 with Ski Ye. But, like, yeah. I mean, I kind of don't agree with the list, but I'm, like, at the end of the day, the artist that I listen to that's on the list, I'm not even mad at it. I just think Bit should have been a little higher.
Bit by 41?
Yeah, 100%.
Am I right? All right, I'm Bent featuring Tata. Was that Jay-Z's Tata? I always wonder why Jay-Z.
Nah, it's like Kyle Rich, Tata. I forgot who the other person was. There's like 3 of them in that group. But Ben is fired.
I just feel like I was a grown man. I shouldn't call you that. But listen. I'm going to listen to it. Let me go. Doc Navy, how many of those songs you heard?
One?
The one.
What was the number one?
I think you said it was number one, and that is it.
You didn't hear the J. Cole and Drake first-person shooter song?
Not that I'm aware of. So you'll have to send it to me so I can play them out, but
I'm only... Okay. Yeah, we getting old. It's different nowadays. So Doc maybe got one Weezy. How many of them songs did you know?
Man, I knew maybe one or two, but I'm just mad that the number one song is a sound. It's not even a name. Like, what's the name of it?
Ski. We should have made a year song. Like, when we dropped our album in 2003, we should have made a year. Like, we should have made it an anthem. We miss that. Oh, Spice One, Welcome to the Ghetto. Is that where Ice Spice got her name?
I doubt it. That's a song.
Oh, okay. Anyway, me and DJ C-Side are watching music videos while we talk. But anyway, so you only knew one or two, Weezy?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I'm sure I heard of the artist for sure. And I did hear some of them London rappers, too.
Which one?
Central C or Giggs. I know they got some songs. Coincidentally, with Drake.
Okay. Blur, how many of them you know?
Before I listened to them, I think, like, just off top, I think I knew, like, could recognize just from reading the name, about 11 or 12. There was only one that even after listening to it, I was like, yo, I don't think I heard this before, or I didn't remember hearing it. So, like, I was aware of just about all of them.
Okay. See, I mean, I'm so far out of the loop. It's amazing. Like, it's a good thing and a bad thing. Like, if these are, I don't know how popular Rolling Stone is. DJ C-Sire, did I ask you? Did you wish your final answer? How many did you know?
I didn't count it, but I was just saying, I just want to know about, four or five.
I mean, it's where music is today, where, like, you can have, I don't know how popular Rolling Stone is. I don't know how popular or, like, how valid this list is, because music is so readily available on our phones and it's so personalized to us. Like, I don't recognize, if DJ C-Fire said that I heard them, like, with her, if we're taking our kids somewhere and she got on music and I would have heard the song, I probably, like, would know it then. But for the most part, they don't hit my algorithm. None of them songs, except for probably the J. Cole and Drake, the Hillbillies, and I'm a fan of Doja, but she's not on any of my algorithms. So none of that would hit it. But it's albums, like my brother just put in our group chat that Joel Ortiz had dropped a new album, Mona Lisa 2. I love the first Mona Lisa. I've listened to that album 4 times already. But I'm probably sure no one besides Blur, because he in our group chat, would have known that album came out. And I love the album. So it's amazing how, like, music has changed. But, like, we in here watching BET Throwback Thursday jams where songs like this that had videos were all over the radio.
But that's true. Like, yeah, you could pretty much, at least in your musical district, wherever you live, most people knew the songs because you're getting music from the same spot. It just doesn't happen like that anymore. I hear more things because I'm listening in my car more than you are. So I'm hearing things on XM a lot more. And, you know, it's just funny. It's just like it's definitely you're familiar with the things you go looking for.
That's it. That's why my Instagram is filled with titties. Because that's what I go looking for.
I will say, with this list, I'm surprised Fuck You Mean is 11. I can't believe that's out of the top 10. I think it should have been, like, a top 5 song. Just because, like, it was – I don't think you could – I could – at least for me, anyway, I couldn't escape Fuck You Mean. Like, every time I open up my phone, YouTube, Instagram, like, everywhere, and I get in the car, Fuck You Mean. Like, it was everywhere. And I know this ain't about the biggest song of 2023, but I don't think, at least me, I couldn't escape Fuck You Mean. And I'm like, I don't see how that's behind Lil Yachty and J. Cole with Secret Recipe, which was really only one verse.
Damn, you don't think Lil Yachty stepped out of his element and like went like a little crazy? I know J. Cole did his thing. J. Cole always going to do his thing. You don't think Lil Yachty just did a little bit, just a little bit?
I didn't like it. I ain't going front. I wasn't really feeling Yachty verse. It wasn't for me. It was different, but it wasn't for me.
Yeah,
then you add on J. Cole, who just like knocking it out the park, just makes it even less.
Yeah, I haven't. I keep hearing that Lil Yachty's album is really good, and I just haven't. I haven't had a chance to dive into it, but I will. All right, so we got through the top 15 singles of 2023. Are there any singles before we move on? Are there any singles that y'all think should have been on there? Like, is there anything? All right, Weezy, got to get out of here. All good. Is there anything that you thought that was real popular in your circle that you think should have been on the top 15 list if you wasn't old? Since we are old, I'm trying to think what song, because this was a mix of hip-hop and R&B. Or was this a populist?
No, that's
R&B. Was that
rap.
Or was that pop?
No, that was rap.
I don't think all this shit was rap. Ain't that my ice ski? I guess he's right, bro. Lotto, Cardi B, Ice Spice. I don't think I would consider what they do. Vise, I don't know who that is. It's not that I don't like them. I don't listen, so I can't. Lil Yachty don't be rapping, but, you know, New York said that. Ken Carson, I don't know. Drake, I guess it's all rap. I believe you. Yeah, it looks like it's all rap. Any songs y'all think should have been on there?
I'm trying to think, what's the white dude rapper who was in White Men Can't Jump, you know, with the glasses and everything?
Jack Harlow.
Yeah, Jack Harlow. What was the song he remade with, he remade a Fergie song or something, right?
What song was that?
Fabulous.
Fastlane or something like that? I can't think of the name.
Glamorous
Life.
Glamorous.
Is that 2001? Is that 2000?
Whatever it's called.
Glamorous. You can catch me in the LFALOUS. Was that 2023 or was that 2022?
Oh, maybe I'm wrong. I thought it was last year.
Yeah, it might be 22.
Is this new song 2023 or 2024? Because this new song's a hit.
Yeah.
What's that song he got?
Oh my God, what's this?
I'm saying this. Can I have my conspiracy theory on that song? Does everybody know that song, Blur, Neo Geo? You know what song we're talking about from Jack Harlow, his new song?
Yeah. And he talk about I'm Vanilla, baby. Like, what? Come on, get that out of here. It's fire. I am not putting that on the list. Not putting that on the list, though. Hell nah.
Why you don't like it?
You
nah, I can't go around in my car and talk about I'm Vanilla, baby. I'm pumping my gas. I'm Vanilla, baby. Hell nah.
Can I tell y'all my conspiracy theory on that?
What's your theory, man?
If y'all judge me, it's all good. The only reason it's popular is because it's about a white man singing about slavery.
He's not talking about slavery. He said,
I
don't like
it. Slavery.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm Vanilla, baby. What?
He's talking about S&M. How you get slavery?
Whips and chains. You talk about black people. What are you saying, that I like an alpha, but she is not an alpha around me? You're talking about beating women, beating black women.
Oh my God.
Slaver. Yeah. He is Leonardo DiCaprio in Django.
Can you stop all this Jack slander?
I like the song. I be rocking it. I didn't even know it was. Who's the original? DJ Shesheim played me the original. And it's tough. And
Cadillac Dale.
That's a dope name. I think it's really popular because white people imagine themselves beating black people.
But that's not the lyrics.
I'm just telling you my conspiracy theory.
Just because you say whips and chains in the song, you talk about slavery? Funny for slavery?
Black music, yeah.
But it's a black person that sang it first.
And it wasn't popular.
No.
Not, see?
It was quite local. It was
really see? It wasn't popular.
I do agree, though. I think this might have to make it on the top 15. You could probably take off a couple of other songs before, to put this one on. Yeah, but Lovin' On Me probably would go on one of the top 15 rap songs of last year.
Fire song. I love the song, but I just feel bad because it's racist. All right, Halle Berry. People have been sharing stories about Halle Berry getting her boot smoked. And Blur wants to know, is it tarnishing her image?
Who's sharing it?
So Gilbert Arenas went on a podcast and said, basically, hey, yo, that's Halle Berry. And Halle Berry walked by. He was with Harvey Weinstein and a couple other people. And they ignored him. She ignored them. And Harvey Weinstein and them was like, she didn't act like that when she wanted that part of the movie, basically. And basically always claiming that they all had sex with her. And then Cameron told a story about how, you know, he saw Halle Berry in L.A. and gave her his mixtape or his promotional tape. And then she didn't give him no play, but he's telling the story. He said in the war show he saw Lorenz Tate, and Lorenz Tate was like, yeah, I was the dude that was in the car with Halle Berry when you gave her your mixtape. I made the bitch hop out and get some money out of the ATM. I thought he didn't have to add that part of the story, but maybe that's probably what happened. Blur wants to know, is it tarnishing Halle Berry's image?
No.
I say no.
No, her image is already been.
Is Halle Berry's image tarnished?
No, she's an actress. What? She's not a. She's not a. President.
I do wonder what's wrong with her.
She is.
Because she's extremely gorgeous.
What? No, we're gonna say what's wrong with her? She can't. Because she can't stay in a relationship.
She's extremely gorgeous and she's rich. And everyone runs away from her.
Well, that's fine. I mean, it's...
Oh, it's fine. It's
she's
a lot.
She's not good in a relationship. She's just not good in a relationship.
But that's what I'm wondering. What's wrong?
But
like, what does she do wrong?
She has... I don't think she's stable.
Like, is she
a... I don't think she's a stable person. But that's okay.
No, it's not. It's not okay to be unstable.
I mean, I'm not saying in terms of harming herself or others. But
what did we just say? Being crazy is okay. See, that's
yeah, there's a lot of crazy people out there,
and it's not okay.
Well,
I keep.
I mean, look.
What was that noise?
Look,
was that crazy
noise?
Don't
get to 100% sometimes.
No,
sometimes you gotta just work with 83.
You sounded like one of them slow people that be, like, warming up.
Like, no, you sounded like them slow people. Please don't call me slow.
Blur, what you got on Holly Berry not being a good person?
I mean, I don't know about being a good person, but I feel like in those two stories, I heard another one. I couldn't really like find a video for it when they're talking about like she's been passed around in Hollywood, and I feel like these stories coming out about it because Holly used to be one of them. Like as far as black celebrities go, she was it. Like, you could mention, you didn't go down a lot of celebrities before you got to Halle Berry's name. And I feel like with these stories coming out, I mean, Gilbert Arenas talking over here and hearing about a bunch of white men passing around, Cameron telling stories about Lorenz Tate making her hop out to go get money, calling her a bitch. Like, you don't talk about esteemed celebrities that way. Like, you don't hear people say that about Denzel Washington. And I know that may be a man and a woman, but I'm trying to think, like, who else on her level of celebrity gets talked about like that? I can't think of nobody.
I thought it was highly disrespectful. I don't know why
I think it's
disrespect that.
In my opinion, that's a bad look for somebody who was on, and maybe she her – her stardom had already started to slip because, I mean, she's probably not acting as much as she used to. She's not on people's mind as much as she used to be, like back in the 90s and the 2000s and everything when she was a Bond girl and Boomerang and all that, and everybody was getting a Halle Berry haircut. Like, she had her own haircut. Like she was one of them. Like,
she still is. She just crazy. You just can't marry her. And I don't understand why they talking about, like, she got passed around. Halle Berry almost 50. She been married, what, once? Twice? Three times? Of course she done got her boots smoked in Hollywood. Like, we should be happy that Halle out there getting her boots smoked. Probably get your rocks off, baby. Go ahead. Carry Lorenzo's tape cheeks up, his little 5 foot self. Like, why are we looking down on Halle Berry because she's the one who got money and Lorenz Tate don't?
I don't think it's the Lorenz Tate stuff or it's the money. I think it's calling her a bitch saying you made her hop out the car to go get you some money. Again, like, is anybody telling Oprah to hop out the car and go get them some money?
Stedman. Gail.
Stedman, no. Oprah is telling Stedman to hop out the car to go get some money. Come on, man, stop it.
What money?
Stedman ain't making
money.
Oprah go get no money. She gonna give him the card if they Stedman go. She's gonna give Stedman the card if they go get me some money.
From where? Stedman ain't got no money.
Like, I'm not
Oprah is gonna give her card and say go get me some money.
You think Oprah's giving her PIN number away for all her billions?
Stedman,
where he gonna go? He ain't going nowhere.
But he'll steal money.
No, he won't. It's too risky. That man just happy to be where he at.
You gonna have to prove to me your accounts are really good. Of this $100 I spend in the strip club every week. You got a billion. I mean, you bought Africa. I'm going to take me 100 hours every week to go to Tootsie's. What's the strip club in the TV show? What's that TV show when they were in the outdoors in the cabin?
Oh. The
guest book. Yeah, the guest book. What's the strip club in there?
That's a big
one. I don't know. All right. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know, yo. I feel like they're disrespecting Holly. Holly's still one of the GOATs to me.
Yeah, of course.
Holly just need a real man to hold her down, yo. Holly need a man who ain't going to say, bitch, hop out and get me some money. Mm-hmm. She need a man who's going to be like, nah, just chill here, babe. I'm going to hop out real quick.
That's why she.
You relax. Mm-hmm. But you got men like Lorenz Tate who going to make her hop out and get the money. See? Black man.
And you got men like Harvey Weinstein who going to make her fuck for a movie role and tell everybody about it. So now everybody is like, oh, yo, you fuck her, get her. All she needs is a role. Like, it's a bad look.
I mean, you got.
She fucking for parts.
People fuck for less. People fuck for crack. A couple $1 million, I get it. I wouldn't do it. I mean, it depends what she look like.
Chubby's,
yeah. Let me spend a couple dollars at Chubby's. Chubby's, that's my shit. I would do nothing gay for money. But if you told me I had to sleep with like a chubby, like an old big, like a big lady, a big white lady, and I got a couple $1 million, I wouldn't mind it. More cushion for the pushing.
It's, yeah.
I knock off a fat lady.
Oh.
And even she got to be white. She be black, too. There's nothing wrong with it.
How many?
Get out of here. How many what? Fat women would I knock off? How much money am I getting?
How many times would you do for a movie role? I don't know. You get to be in the next, I don't know, James Cameron movie.
So I could be the black Avatar. I could be a 12-foot nigga, blue nigga running around, attaching my dick to trees for energy. And how much money am I going to get paid?
Oh, James Cameron movie. I mean, he don't really show stars. I don't think they're making $20 million. They probably getting, you know, $10 million a movie, I guess. On
yeah,
a good.
You would. Tell that woman I'll be there in a second.
We're
going to
do that every
movie? At $10 million, all I got to do is have sex with a white woman? I'm not even going to make her white. I ain't going to make this racist. Let's say I had to just have sex with an unattractive woman once every 2 years for $10 million every time. Line it up. I'm knocking it down. I might even tell I love her.
What if it's for the half a mil, like Taraji P. Henson getting paid?
I think I would have sex with somebody ugly for $500,000. I don't think
you
that's
think it's you. When it's the problem is you're doing it for the role, you're doing it for the job.
Like, do I got to pay taxes on $500,000, or am I getting a
whole? It's all with an Oscar on it. Yeah, we have to consider that.
All right, we got to get out of here because we've only 4 minutes left.
That woman made history.
We got to make this quick so New York got us time. DJ, sorry, you guys ain't going to say before we roll? We're on the time for sure.
Bye. Peace.
What?
Blah, blah. I'm having problems with words, honestly.
Uh-oh. Blur, you got anything?
Yo, shout out to my 49ers. Super Bowl champions coming right up. They about to ban menthol cigarettes, man. Just think about that.
I don't get it. I don't smoke menthol cigarettes. Is there something? Is that like a black thing?
Yeah.
White people don't smoke menthols?
No. Yeah. Trailer white people.
Menthols have the little nice little refreshing minty taste to it. How come more people don't smoke them? I remember I used to smoke Parliament Lights.
black people, because black people smoke them and they don't want to be associated.
I used to smoke Parliament lights in high school. It's a bad childhood.
That must have been what your mom was at with your mom.
No, my mom smoked Newports, and I thought, they're addictive. Don't smoke them. I'm just retarded. See? I use it on myself. So all you retarded people can't get mad at me. I just called myself retarded. So don't come after me, alternative community. Well, that's it. I guess the handicap could be part of alternative. All right, New York, what you got? Sound the blur. Good topic. We got to talk about that.
We do got to talk about that because, if I might be wrong, because I used to smoke menthols back in the day. I think they had a little bead and a little cigarette that you pop it, right, and they give you that little minty taste on it. But, yeah, I was addicted to Newport shorts, too, so I was like, nah, get off that. Like, nah, I was wondering why I was waking up with headaches to the point where I smoked a Newport short, and that shit was gone in a second. I was like, nah, get off that. Other than that, you know what I mean? Yo, Halle Berry, I don't know why these people treating you like this that way, yo. You come my way, yo. I even pop my number out here on here. Cook you some scrambled eggs in the morning, rub your feet, yo, come my way. Other than that, you know what I mean? Yo, COVID is real. COVID is real. I had to dodge COVID like 3 times. Keep your hand sanitizer next to you. Keep your mask on you. You know what I mean? Just don't be touching doorknobs all willy-nilly. You know what I mean? Stay safe. Stay clean. Take a shower. Wash your hands. Do everything you got to do in this weather. And they talking about some more snow. Check on your car. You know what I mean? Shovel your driveway because, you know what I mean, if you don't shovel your driveway, you already know it's going to freeze overnight, and when you walk to your car in the morning, you're going to slip on ice. Nah, that's a hospital bill. Don't do that. Protect everything. Make sure everything is good, you know what I mean? Other than that, we look forward to the next conversation. You all right?
Y'all got snow up north?
Yeah, they talk about it's about to be 1 to 2 inches again tonight, going into tomorrow.
I know you push. You gotta go back to work.
Oh nah, I'm out. I look, COVID. I've been exposed too many times. I'm out for the next 2 weeks. I'm home, baby. I'm home.
Yeah, you got COVID?
Hell nah, I don't. I don't. People around me got COVID. Hell nah. But that's when I told them. I was like, nah. I've been exposed. I'm not coming into the office, so I'm not trying to expose y'all. So we home for the next 2 weeks, baby, doing teams meetings from my bed, comforter, warm.
All right, next week, Jeff.